The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
Welcome back to the programme. And just a reminder for you that the show tomorrow morning is a different type of a show. It's a big one as part of Irish Music Month. We have four amazing local artists selected. Zoe McCauley, Tessio, Owen Ferry, The Afades. They're all going to be performing live on a special 9 till noon show live from Ungrian On Theatre tomorrow. And then shortly thereafter, we're going to open it up to a public vote. Those votes will be amalgamated with a panel of judges' votes. And we will, by the end of next week, have selected our winner who will go on to represent this region in a national competition. Just to remind you, you can listen to the show as normal. You can watch the show as well. But if you wish, you can also come to Ungrian On Theatre. We're doing it in the theatre anyway, and almost as not an afterthought, because that sounds terrible. But then we realised, hold on a second, there's a lot of seats there, and people might want to come and see a live radio show and listen to some great live music. So you're invited. Come along. If you've nothing on tomorrow morning, go on to ungrianon.com and book a free ticket. The tickets are free, of course. Or you can call the Ungrianon box office and sort it out that way as well. So you can come along, as I say hello to us, watch a live radio show, listen to some great music. And also we'll be giving away €10,000 between 11 and 12 as part of our mega summer cash draw. And that's more of a preamble to let you know that coming up live in studio in the not too distant future, we have the Blue Stack Choir. They're going to be performing for us. I'm hoping to get two songs out of them. Looking forward to that. It should be very nice. Why do GPs, asks a listener, only allocate 10 minutes per patient? Well, I presume it's to get through as many patients as possible. Because sometimes too, isn't it, you can only go in with one complaint. Should everyone not get an MOT annually with blood tests, blood pressure, etc. by the GP nurses to prevent the overcrowding at AEs down the line? Yeah, but I think that's always going to be maybe down to the individual themselves. You can't compel people to do so. We were chatting to Patsy yesterday, who was overjoyed to have found her sister that she never knew she had. And she was saying, look, DNA is the way to go. She used the AncestryDNA.com website. And that's how she and her sister became connected. A caller says, when my granny passed away, we found out a man we knew very well was actually her brother. Same father, different mother. But he never wanted to tell her because it wasn't seen as a good thing back in them days. So he only told us when she passed away. I mean, it's up to him as an individual as well, but maybe missed opportunities there. This listener lives in a housing estate in Convoy. There are no streetlights in the council estate. We don't know what to do to get the streetlights back on. We've contacted councillors and the ESB were worried with going out into the dark evenings. They told us to ring the number on the pole, but we didn't see any. Has anyone else been in this situation? Well, let's try and get this sorted. How would this listener go about it? It is a housing estate in Convoy. I'm not sure if it's public or private or whether that matters or not, but the lights are out. ESB, councillors, local councillors haven't been able to do anything as of yet, but there's no number on the poles, which might suggest, are they part of the ESB network? I thought all ESB lampposts had a number on them. How convenient, Greg, to get someone on the air to agree with your statement about Enoch Burke and a lawyer whose colleagues made the bad judgments in the first place. Well, I don't have an opinion on Enoch Burke. I certainly haven't expressed an opinion on Enoch Burke. Literally talking about the circumstances which found himself in prison again, which is statements of basic fact, right? Now, whether one disagrees with them or not, it doesn't really matter. That's the law of the land, unless we change the law of the land. Now, you can talk about whether what Enoch, his stance on transgenderism, led to this point, but that's not why he's actually in prison directly, if that makes sense. But a caller says Burke will win in the end. The judgment against him is like something from the old Roman era. The judgment against him is that he can't go to a school with children present. He's not an employee and he's hanging around the school. I don't know if that's ever going to work in his favour, and I'm not sure really it would have been allowed in the Roman era either. If more people in Ireland had the morals and determination of Enoch Burke today, it would be a better country. Yeah, I think people need more determination. I think you're probably correct in relation to that. In part, our young are leaving to get a balance in life and work. Here, they're overcrowded, underappreciated and underpaid. It's completely the fault of the government, believes the listener, and hospital management are a disaster, and the young staff don't want a lifetime of being unable to treat patients properly. I agree 100% on our divided society. Many are doing very well, judging by 32 million passing through Dublin Airport alone, hundreds of thousands paying ridiculous entry fees for sporting and packed concerts, eating out, new car sales and expenditure on mainly non-essential luxury items. We are a caring people with resources to help the less fortunate. A lot of great work is being done, but some are still falling through the gaps. And the amount of that are falling through the gaps is huge in number. You know, it really is a have and have not country, because there is a great deal of savings on, like, there's billions upon billions, 30, 40 billion on savings alone in this country. And yet we have 230,000 children that are deprived of food and clothing. I was wondering if anyone had issues with NCT cancellations. I had an appointment for this morning, which was cancelled an hour before it was due. It's annoying when you organise getting time off work or babysitting for this to happen. The next available online date for that centre is the 2nd of December. By then, my car will more than likely need more work for the NCT due to the poor condition of our roads. Well, firstly, what I would do if I were you is ring the number after 12 tonight, and you will get an appointment way before the 2nd of December. So just wait till after 12, ring that number, and you will get an appointment before that. That doesn't really resolve the situation of a late cancellation. I don't know what happened there. Maybe someone turned up sick or didn't turn up sick. I'm not really quite sure what might have happened. Does it happen very often? Let us know. Back to Letterkenny traffic. This is the worst disaster in traffic planning ever. Worse than the four-lane, no drop-off zone for these schools and not enough space to park to collect someone. Someone is going to get knocked down at 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. God help the busmen. Wait, what it'll be like in bad weather. Who knows? Another, for reference to parents parking in the car parks near the school. My children's school ask the parents via the school app and text message to park in the nearby car parks at pickup times. 4 p.m. Monday to Thursday, 1:15 Friday, as to not block the roads by parking on footpaths either side and where there's entrances to houses. Paul is right. I've seen mums and dads waiting in their cars for children at school times. Also, do the pavements have to be so wide, which makes the roads too narrow in places? Well, roads are designed to be narrow to slow traffic. It's not an accident of design. You often see it. But what's the alternative? Where are you supposed to pick your children up? So Paul is right, we've no doubt about that, but is there an alternative? I don't know, or what that alternative might be. 086 60 25,000 is the WhatsApp and text number, or give us a call on 074 91 25,000. We'll be back with much more on the 9 till noon show, including some very pleasant live music for you later on. Now, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. You can watch our live performances and all of our guests on the show as well, by the way, by logging on to YouTube, Highland Radio Ireland, and you can watch us there on your big screen or your Fire Stick. Some sad news, actually. Give me a wee bit of a gunk here, because you hate to hear anything bad happening to people, but this sounds particularly terrible. Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei has died after she was set on fire by her partner in Kenya. The 33-year-old, who finished 44th at the Paris Games, had been in hospital, having sustained burns to 80% of her body when she was doused with petrol. It's understood that a dispute with Dickinson and Dima, who's also being treated for burns, was over land. It's a horrible story, that altogether. Okay, we are welcoming back onto the programme now Rebecca McDade from A Parent's Right. We spoke to Rebecca earlier in the week. I think the majority of people were aghast at the contents of an SPHE book, which seemed to portray an Irish family as potato eaters and backwards and what have you, and a mixed race family as being really outward thinking and what have you. And I think common sense has prevailed. I think still questions remain to be asked, Rebecca, but they seem to be indicating they're going to change this content of the book. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with the books that are currently in circulation or what, but also have sort of apologised for any offence caused. What's your reaction?
Yeah, just on that, Greg, I've had a few parents ring me and ask me and send me messages, because they're all the same thinking as yourself. The books now, if they pull, or you can't just take a page out of the book. But what's going to happen with that now, and are they going to be refunded for these books?
I presume they'll just ask people to disregard them. Now, I mean, whether people do or not, and maybe we can live with that to some extent. But yeah, I can't imagine them recalling all of the books and providing new books for free, Rebecca.
It'll be an interesting one there, Greg. But I suppose what we have to different thing. I've so much out on my table here that I don't know where to put my eyes this morning to get started. Because looking through it again, and when you buy the book new, you can have an online version for it. So I actually did that last night. I went online. So they've obviously pulled the content of that particular topic off because it's I can't get it anywhere in there.
And so the book is available online still, but this controversial segment's not in it, Rebecca? Is that what you're saying?
It's not in it.
Okay.
No, I haven't been able to find it in it. There's another thing there too where this book in Irish, it's in Gaelic, and that particular subject is not, and this scenario is not in that book included in there. Mm-hmm. So that was in there. So why did they publish it in English? And then they never published it in the Irish content. That's another issue. You know, for them to say that they're sorry and that they, on closer inspection, as I say here, we now appreciate that our approach should have been different and accept that it has caused upset and anger, even though this was not our intention. But again, Greg, as I said to you before, you have to look at, you know, look at caricatures and that one thing. So pictures you see is one thing. But when you delve into the content and you delve into the wording and the meaning behind it. So we do not like change or difference from the Irish perspective. Multicultural one, we love change and difference. That is so divisive. They mentioned actually about one of the children being partially sighted and travelling to Baltimore in America to have treatment. This was paid for by fundraising in our community by the Irish American. But in the Irish story, the Irish never left Ireland. They never holidayed anywhere, only in Ireland. They never went abroad. And again, in my own family, my grandfather's brother drowned in the Titanic because he lived in England working for Lipton's Tea. And he had an opportunity to take.
All right, Rebecca, I'm just going to stop your video to focus on the... I'm going to stop your video just so we can focus on the audio, if that's okay, because I want to make sure that people
that's
can...
Okay.
You can stop your video on your end, whichever. I just want to make sure people can hear precisely what you're saying. I think, Rebecca, I think what also needs to be looked at here is who has influence over certain aspects of the education system. What is their ethos? What's their background? You know, what's their motivation, if any?
Absolutely, Greg. I in looking at the book as well last night, I was trying to find, I can see where the illustrator from Beehive Illustrations is Simon Smith. So they will that gives you a list on the back, the image credits. But we still need to know who produced the content itself. And we still want to have the answers to that. We want to know who actually did the content for this. Who okayed it? Who signed off on it? Who said that it was okay to print this type of content? It's extremely divisive, really divisive. And another thing, going back to the site, whenever I went on the site, logging in as a student, it says you must be over 16. So we're talking about the junior cycle, which is from 12 to 15-year-olds. But logging in as a student, you must be over 16. So obviously I put in for myself because I need to get the book. And if my daughter needs it and she left the book behind her in school, she's going to need the content at home if there's going to be any work at home to be done. So I decided I'd put it on the device last night and we'll go through it. And I wanted to look for the certain pages and make sure that everything, because they have PowerPoints on each subject, you see. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to question, why do you have to be 16 just to access the content? Why should you be only 16 to access the content? I don't like that part. There's another thing I have found, and I mentioned it yesterday, but I wanted to find it in the book itself, which is now on page 13. Which is the ground rules, the class contract. Class contract sounds very formal, sounds very legal, which it's to keep the one rule so that our SBG class will be happy and a safe place for all. There's a certain element that puts a question on that when you talk about, because they mention confidentiality. You want them.
Okay, we've lost that connection to Rebecca there. The line was failing all the while. But what I find interesting, what I find interesting too, is not necessarily how we found ourselves with this image and this position. It's really the thinking behind it. So Edco published it, and they said, by means of a background and context, the main function of this activity, looking at differences, is designed to help students understand the importance of diversity in our lives, to introduce students to the Equal Status Act, and to highlight the types of discrimination they cover. So that was the motivation, was to actually to make sure that children are of the belief that diversity is very important. They also say that the activity uses exaggerations and hyperbole to convey the nature and effects of inclusion and bias, which again, still, I don't think fully explains it. Rebecca, are you still there? We just have a minute here if you wanted to just wrap up your point.
Yeah, I just actually cut out there. So, yeah, we have to, what you have to look at in this is that the book is to teach respectful communication with the children, and they've failed miserably at that. It's complete biased, it's divisive, and it's extremely ignorant and insulting to the Irish people. That's my opinion, and the opinion of many that has been talked to me now. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, and when they're talking about the...
No, okay, well, we'll have to leave it there. And I think Rebecca made her point, but her connection is just incredibly poor. Greg, you always dismiss anything that people say in favour of Enoch Burke and always refer to the court judgment. I never heard you say that these judges are appointed by the government of the day and are instructed by said government on judgment if it is going, it's going to be an embarrassing situation for same. I have literally just been stating facts. It's whether people agree or disagree with the facts that's where we can have a debate and what have you. And also, please note, I'm reading out all of these comments as well. I'm not coming here. If I had some sort of an agenda or some sort of a bias, I wouldn't be reading these comments at all. I'd just be throwing them in the box to my right and moving on. Darren on Facebook says, good morning, Greg, and good morning, Darren. He isn't sacked. He's on full pay. He is but standing outside causing no trouble. Yes, granted, he's breaking the court order, but if that's the case, where are all the fathers and mothers who fail to pay child support? Aren't they breaking court orders? Why aren't they all in prison like he is? Justice is equal. If justice is equal, there's many others breaking court orders as well in other ways. Indeed, I don't know the exact standing of each particular order and how they can be enforced, but it's a point, Darren. He was dismissed and he's appealing that, and he's on full pay whilst that is being appealed. And you quite rightly point out he's in jail because of breaching that court order. But listen, it's sparking a wider conversation, and maybe that's what he's trying to achieve. Just Paul was talking about parents parking in the car park around Letterkenny, the cathedral car parks. Where would Paul like the parents to park? Well, Paul was making an observation, and he said that every action has a reaction. Morning, Greg. I find it very strange that a local councillor is on radio because a poor person was found sleeping in a bin in Letterkenny, which is terrible. But why did no councillor come on to speak when the poor girl and her child were being put out of their home last week? Thank you. Well, we, I believe, invited Councillor McMonagall on today to talk about that. I'm not sure if we invited a councillor on to talk about that other situation. To be honest with you, and just to be absolutely frank, I'm not sure I can double check that, but I have to be fair, don't I? Is Gerry in favour of putting a hold on the hundreds of asylum seekers arriving in the town, putting pressure on the housing and local service needs? Another, what hotels are available for emergency accommodation in Donegal? Well, there's many hotels that currently have people in them with capacity. I can think of quite a number where they were used to, say, for instance, house Ukrainians, and those Ukrainians have moved on to other accommodation, and other Ukrainians remain in that hotel. So those would be some, for an example. Must be said that for many commercial operators, homelessness is big business. $150 a night for B&B to house homeless presentations, and certain providers put homeless in shared dormitories. But these private providers are matching a need that's not being delivered by the state. So I don't think I would really finger them in this whole situation. Some politicians and housing applicants use the homeless card to get priority for housing allocation in the county. Another, why are homeless people not looked after in this country, yet refugees are. It just all seems very bizarre. The thing I always want to point out about homelessness, though, it's not always just a house or a home or a bed or a roof. Some people need further supports as well. How can Simon Harris go to Ukraine and give them millions when children are going hungry in Ireland? Who sanctioned him giving this money? You did, because you elected who you elected. They formed a government and they got a mandate to do what they want. Simon Harris can send 38 million to Ukraine, which can't be too dangerous if he's out there now. And a few people pointing out, and there's some images of the terrible devastation of homes destroyed, homes and buildings destroyed in Ukraine by the acts of Russia. Whether you agree or disagree, most people disagree with what they've done there. And he's flown out there and for his reasons. And there's some pictures of him looking really quite distressed in front of these buildings. And why wouldn't he look quite distressed? And there are some people pointing out that there's no images of him standing in front of other victims of building collapse, and that being those who have defective concrete in their homes and their houses are unlivable and they're being destroyed as well. I'm not conflating the terrible acts of war with the terrible lack of oversight and governance that allowed this happen in Donegal, but it's interesting to see just him standing in front of one collapsed building and some people pointing out, it's not necessarily me, some people pointing out that there isn't such an image of him standing in front of a destroyed building in this county, albeit destroyed by completely different reasons. And it has to be said, there's a great deal of loss of life in Ukraine as well. A number of guests in studio with us, which I'm really pleased to welcome, and it's part of our Your Voice, Your Community. We speak to John McCarry, Finance and Compliance Manager of Blue Stack Choir. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for calling up.
Thanks so much for having us out here.
How are you keeping?
Greg. Very well. As you can see, we have the crew here with us
today. Getting hot.
So.
It's getting hot. There's a lot of people here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Stuff. Talk to us about the establishment of this choir.
So the choir is run under the Blue Stack Special Needs Foundation in Donegal Town. It would have been established in 2018. I suppose we were running so many different kind of clubs and programs for our young members there, and we saw an awful lot of people loved music and loved singing and all that kind of stuff. So we thought, well, it's a great way to kind of get people together and socialise and build on those kind of already hidden talents inside of people, you know. And
that can be verbal, that can be physical.
There's
all different elements to it. Music is a uniting language, and there's different ways to sort of express yourself.
Absolutely. Well, our kind of choir would run as a LAV choir, which means anyone who's non-verbal, it's open to everybody.
And how do those who are non-verbal, do they just like rock out?
They use LAV, which...
What's LAV, sorry?
LAV is a sign language.
Okay, cool.
So we use LAV. You can express yourself if you're non-verbal, as we say. And of course, as you say then as well, Greg, people do just like to rock out as well, you know. So it's something for everybody.
Now, I mean, obviously for many people, getting into the studio is the peak of their career.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, on this occasion, we've been trumped because you've played in some fantastic venues already, haven't you?
We have played in the Dáil. We've played for the Ombudsman for Children in Croke Park and University Leinster. We've been to Ablefest, a fantastic non-for-profit there who sets up kind of a stage platform for groups like this. And again, for ministers, TEDs, kind of local celebrities who call down to the foundation, we're always ready to put on a performance for them as well.
And obviously the performances is great and the trips and all that kind of stuff, but also... even the getting together for the rehearsals, I imagine everyone looks forward to that. That's weekly, is it?
We do that weekly. We do it Monday nights and open to everybody. And we're always looking for new members.
So. And how do people get involved if they want to?
People can get involved by contacting our main office building in Donegal Town, the Blue Stack Special Needs Foundation. You can see all our contact information on our website, www.bluestackfoundation.com.
And if you have special needs, you can apply yourself. But if you're a family member, you can also ring up the centre and see if this fits.
I think there's an awful lot of anxiety around certain things, you know, like that when disability or additional needs are involved. Give us a phone call.
Yeah.
Put your worries aside, talk to us, and we'll find the best kind of solution for you.
Yeah, and of course you could be participating like everyone, or you could bring another element into it as well. Maybe you can play an instrument or something as well.
Our fantastic
choir master.
It's
very fluid, I imagine, is it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Our choir master, Fenton, here has his own kind of school of rock band forming now with some of our members as well, which has added a whole new element to what we're offering, you know, so it's been great.
Okay, Nicole's going to speak to us as well. Nicole's... very, very shy, so I might be...
I'm not shy.
I was going to say I might struggle to get a word out of you.
No, I'm not shy.
I know you're not. Kabir, how long have you been with the choir, Nicole?
I was in the choir since 2018.
Since first. So you're one of the founding members, really, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. And what do you like about it?
Well, I loved, meeting new people in the Bluestack Choir and then, love the songs, the Fenton Juice. So it's really good, we can't do without Fenton Gallagher and collecting them, so.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite song that you perform?
Well, I don't have favourite songs, but I love all the songs we're doing so far, so it's really good.
And have you been on many of these trips to, down to the Dáil and you were in Croke Park, I think, as well? Did you go and that's part of the fun as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I always do the laugh signs for the songs we're doing.
So can you do you sing and the signing,
or do you focus
on the signing?
I do both.
Okay, very good. And how that's difficult to do two things at once, no?
Nope.
Piece of cake to you.
Pizza cake.
All right, fair play. and that means the audience can enjoy it too, dependent on their
Everybody
abilities to
Everybody can
communicate.
Sing along if they want, so.
All right, okay. It's all very exciting. So we have Nicole Gallagher, who I've just been speaking to. We also have Dylan Purcell. Hi, Dylan.
Hey.
Are you there you are, Dylan. How are you getting on? Owen Rooney's here. Where are you, Owen?
Hello.
How are you getting on, Owen? Anya McBurty's here with us as well. Owen, I'll ask you a question if you don't mind, Owen. Do you enjoy the choir?
The Bluestack choir is good.
Yeah.
And we did all the signs, and myself and Nicole does the signs, but we're doing two songs called Perfect by Ed Sheeran and
Sunshine
from what color?
Johnny Cash.
That's some from Ed Sheeran to Johnny Cash. Okay, I've got a bit of Johnny on the guitar already. Ethan Daly's with us as well. Hi, Ethan.
Hi.
How are you getting on?
Great.
You enjoy the choir as well?
I love it so much.
All right, very, very good. Okay, and Fintan, as Fintan's already got a few plugs, he'll be all right.
Craig, you should join in the Bluestack Choir as well.
Well, I mean, we'll see. You have to add me on Facebook first, Nicole. You know, you're adding everyone. You've added Kevin Fury. I don't know who else you've added.
You see, I know Kevin because I was in school with Kevin Fury, so I know Kevin really well, so...
Well, I know Kevin as well.
He used to work with you here.
Yes, he did. All right, that's fine. If he's your best friend, that's all right.
Don't worry, Craig, you're my best friend too.
No, it's fine. Nicole, listen, I don't want to cause a row.
No, but you're my number one best friend.
Okay, so what do you want to start with? Want to start with Fintan, because you've got the guitar and you know which song sort of...
We're going to do Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
So Craig, that's Anya, by the way.
Oh, did I not mention Anya?
Yeah,
Anya. Oh, Anya McBride, how are you, Anya?
I'm good.
Very good. You enjoying the choir?
Yeah, I love it.
And all your friends, you all get on very well?
Yeah.
And where are you from, Anya?
I'm from Mount Charles.
Oh, Mount Charles too. So you don't have far to go into Donegal Town for the practices either. Okay, brilliant stuff. Right, so you can figure it out yourselves. Maybe,
Ethan, would you step forward over here?
Yeah, and you can sort of line people.
Craig, if you want to sing along, you can. So,
are you sure, Nicole?
Yeah.
Everybody,
welcome. Sing along.
I don't want to ruin it. I just want to maybe. I love the way we've got John backing away from the mic here. What's going on, John?
Oh no, John's so shy.
If you lean any further back, you're going over the back of that chair, you know.
John, right. You should turn in the croissant too.
Good stuff. And Dylan sorted that mic out too. Fair play to you. Is that going to fall out? Is it in? Yeah, that's one of the dodgy mics. It's good. That'll do.
That's perfect.
Right, so can
you do the lap signs for this anyway?
Yeah.
If you want?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Okay.
Who's doing them?
I do the lap signs.
Okay,
oh, perfect.
You
will. Yeah.
All right, okay.
So I'm going to count us in, okay?
I found a love for me. Oh, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you well as someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite songs. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, you heard it, darling, you look perfect tonight. Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shared my dreams, I hope that someday I'll share your home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand, be my girl, I'll be your man. I see my future in your eyes. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to my favorite songs. When I saw you in the dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this, darling. You look perfect tonight. Oh no, no. With you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite songs. I have faith in what I see. Now I know I am met an angel in person. She looks perfect. I don't deserve this. You look perfect tonight.
You have to crack yourselves with no audience. Well done, everyone. That was just part of the Bluestack Choirs with their rendition of Perfect. And the signing is called La Ave, is that correct?
Yeah.
That's right,
La Ave. Yeah. And we saw one of the, I don't know if you saw the one of the girls in the Rose of Tralee use that as well. And the winner of last year's Mary from Dunlow used it as well too. And it's, I think it really adds to the performance. I love it. I'd love to see more of that. And Fintan, this is part of it. I mean, this is a big sound, but this is only just a part of the choir. Is it 35 odd members in total?
We have up to 35, and this is a very small section.
Yeah.
You know, we have between 20 and 35, depending on the size of the event. But we all have great fun. And if there was one of us here, you'd still have the same sound. Isn't that right, guys?
Yeah.
And also to you have a keyboard with you sometimes as well?
We have a keyboard player, Mark, and we have various drums. We have some Kohan drums and we have some djembe drums as well. And we have other guitar players as well that are here today. You know?
Oh, brilliant stuff. Okay. Just to remind people that if you want to get involved in the choir, everyone is welcome. Members can apply if you have a family member with special needs, or indeed you have special needs yourself. Practice is between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. most Mondays.
Yeah,
is that
every
right?
Monday okay. night.
Every Monday.
And you get at 7:30 on the button, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
We more or less start, you know?
We actually start half set when people come in. We actually start straight away.
Okay, there's no messing.
No messing at all.
6:30 straight off.
There's no 6:30 for 6:45.
No. We're not allowed to do that, Fenton says no, so like.
Well, not exactly on the dot.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting some secrets about Fintan here. Now, should we move on?
We've got such a very small window to practice, and it's very hard for people to get away.
Because obviously, we drop offs and pickups. You have to keep it nice and straight.
I think everybody enjoys the choir so much, because it's so lively and everybody enjoy it. So
yeah, and it's a great song as well. Yeah. That one particularly.
Yeah.
And something a little bit different here. This is a song I particularly like, and I particularly like. Ooh. This is the Johnny Cash version of My Sunshine, isn't it?
You're My Sunshine. Yeah.
I heard you might sing along to this.
Yeah. I hear Craig.
You see, the problem is you sound so good. Right, and I'm just—I don't want to be a spanner in the works.
Oh, no, Craig, I heard the wee buddy told me you're a great singer, so join in whenever you want.
Nicole, you're going to get me in bother. You are.
That's a compliment I give you.
I know that, dear. Do you remember I said she was shy at the beginning, and I might not get a word out? I knew rightly. Okay, so the Bluestack Choir, part of them, they practice 6:30 to 7:30 every Monday night. And they've performed everywhere. Croke Park, the Dáil, you said, didn't you?
Yeah.
Limerick University, Kilkenny Castle, HU Sligo and Donegal. And playing the park, was that the event down below here not so long ago?
We did.
This year?
That was last
year. Last year.
Last year. Okay, fantastic. Brilliant. Open the big stage.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Right, so...
We should go next factor now. Next.
Do it your own way. You plug away, build your fan base locally, and don't try and take shortcuts, Nicole. All right.
I do the shortcuts, okay?
All right, you are My Sunshine.
Yeah. Try it if you want.
I'll try.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are grey. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, so I bowed.
Wasn't in my key was the slight problem, but I tried. Okay, brilliant stuff. Is Colette Glack in here?
Yeah.
Hi, Colette. How are you getting on? And Roisin McDade?
Yep.
Now I could hear you, Roisin. I could hear you. we've spoken to John. Michelle Ford, are you there as well? Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
You don't, not quite as forthcoming as Nicole. Forward. Listen, brilliant. Thank you so very much indeed. Anything you want to add, John, before we go? Just pull that mic down to you. Brilliant stuff all together, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, just a couple of wee small things to plug. We're running fundraisers at the moment for the foundation. If it'd be all right to plug a couple of them, we have
go on.
We have our Muckish Walk on the 28th of September.
That's a biggie. That's a big part of the fundraiser.
That's a big part of our fundraiser. We have a group of climbers going to Everest in March 2025 to raise funds for us as well. And we have very kindly been offered a ticket paid for a lucky member of the community here. We're selling tickets for that as well, and the raffle will be in October, so you can find, again, all information about all of our events and fundraising on our www.bluestackfoundation.com/events and fundraisers.
Brilliant. And when is the Bluestack Challenge?
The Bluestack Challenge was last week or the week before, I believe.
I think it's last week, John.
Was that when that went well, yeah?
That went very well.
Brilliant, yeah, okay, yeah. Very good. I just wasn't sure of the timelines. Okay, great stuff. Anyone want to say goodbye to anyone before we go? Nicole,
I
want
to actually say a massive thank you to you, Craig, for having us. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very nice, Owen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can I tell you a big announcement? We have our Bluestack property gala ball in Justin's hotel and bar buffet. It's in December time, and you're more than welcome. There's gonna be a meal, a band, and some purses, and you're more than welcome.
Owen, do we know if any tickets are still available?
Well, I hope so, because I think John here says it's going to be 50 euro for the tickets.
Yeah, but you get a lot of that. You get to dress up, you get to go to Jackson's, great music. John, can you confirm ticket availability?
We haven't quite launched the tickets yet, but they will be launching very, very shortly.
Well, I think a young gentleman called Owen just launched it.
Are you coming?
Whether you realise it or not.
Craig, are you coming to the gala?
I often accept invites. Do I have to buy a ticket or get a freebie?
Well, you have to buy a ticket in the Bluestack Foundation. Or is it online too, John?
We can do it online.
So, you've just invited me to buy a ticket.
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. I said that you're interested to go to the gala ball.
Of course I am. Michelle, did you want to say something?
Just while we're on the subject of Jackson's Hotel, we're going to be running a speed dating event for people with additional needs, followed by a disco in Jackson's on the 5th of October.
Exciting. And can people sign up for that?
They absolutely can. So on all of our socials, we've got the contact details, or you can go on our website and contact us through the booth.
Brilliant. So speed dating... reception.
Speed dating followed by a disco.
In Jackson's
Hotel on the 5th of October.
Wow, that's not
good. I think you should go on that quick.
I can't. I would. But now you're going to seriously get me into trouble if you get me wrapped up to that one. Listen, Nicole, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Craig.
I want to say a big thank you to Dylan. Dylan, you were fantastic, as all of you were. Owen, thank you so much. Fair play to you for getting that plug in as well. I think John had forgotten, so you got him out of a hole there. Anya, thank you. You were very good. Your voice is beautiful. So keep at it. Ethan, thank you very much indeed as well. And Fenton, you were middling.
Oh, no, don't say that to Fenton. What about Colette and Roisin and Michelle?
I did mention them. Colette, Roisin and Michelle, these were fantastic as well. These were all brilliant. Thank you so much. Don't now you have to come back up again. All right, this is not a one-time
thing. Have you half us, though?
Of course I will. Yeah.
Thanks,
of course I will. I'd love to have you up. I loved it. Thank you so very much, all of you. Yeah. Safe journey home, thank you for your nice...
Thank you so much.
Nice good weather for travelling.
Thanks, Greg.
Anyone want to say anything, or are we all good?
Come
a bit closer. What do you want to say?
I'm doing the Bluestack Challenge Rock.
You did it?
Yeah,
All of it. Oh, wow.
I did the 10K kilometers.
And how was that?
It was good.
I did 10K early this week, and I'm not going to lie to you, unable to walk.
That's all right.
So, guys, steady on. Okay, very good. Yeah. And were you fundraising, or did you just take part to raise awareness, or what?
With my family.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And did all of them finish it as well?
It did.
Good stuff.
So proud of them.
Well done, and we're so proud of you too. That's fantastic. Well done. That's Anya there, who completed the Bluestack Challenge, amongst with many others. Well done, Anya. Next year again?
Yeah.
Good girl. All right. Yeah. Good woman.
I think you should do Challenge Rock too, Craig.
Huh?
I think you should do it as well.
I think you need to stop coming up with ideas. well, not Nicole. Sorry, I beg your pardon. I'm getting flustered. All right, thanks, guys. We're going to be a little bit late to news just as we switch our guests around. So we'll be back with the news in a couple of minutes.